In China, a local court has sentenced three leaders of an underground church group to death and several others to life in prison. They were all convicted of fraud and the murders of 20 people, most of them members of a rival sect. The verdict appears to be an effort by China's government to stamp out what it considers dangerous religious cults. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Xu Wenku is the charismatic leader of the Three Grades of Servants sect. Xu converted to Christianity at age 12, became a roving evangelist, and founded the group in the late 1980s. Based on his interpretation of the Bible, Xu created a strict hierarchy with himself at the top. The group reportedly has a 500,000 followers nationwide and a slew of business ventures. Xu Baiyin is his daughter.
My father is a devout Christian. He's a good father. When I was little, he didn't have much time to be with me. He may have felt guilty, and he'd often say to me, "Your father on earth can't do anything for you. Only your father in heaven is mankind's father. I hope you'll get to know him."
Xu's lawyer received notice of his client's death sentence on July 5th, more than 5 months after the trial was held in northeast Heilongjiang province. The verdict included prison terms for 14 other members of the group, ranging from 3 years to commuted death sentences, which usually end in life terms. The lawyer declined to be interviewed, but he said that Xu and his two co-defendants were convicted based primarily on their confessions of murder. Xu's daughter, who attended the trial, says the confessions were made under duress.
Just to get three words out of him, the police strung him up for 7 days and seven nights. They tortured him with electricity. In court, my father testified that he was tortured into confessing. He showed his wounds.
The words the police wanted to hear, she said, were "chu li diao," which the prosecution interpreted to mean "get rid of him." They allege that Xu gave that order to his followers many times, resulting in 20 murders in several provinces between 2002 and 2004. Most of the victims belonged to Eastern Lightning, a rival Christian group that fiercely competed with the Three Grades of Servants for believers in many rural parts of the country. The government has outlawed both groups as cults. Xu's daughter rejects that characterization of her group.
I think that the God we believe in is the one and only true God. My father is a true Christian. Our church practices a very pure form of Christianity.
Government spokesman declined to comment on the case, but China's government clearly attaches great importance to the case, codenaming it Thunderbolt One. Yet in court, both the prosecution and the defense carefully avoided implying that the defendants were on trial because of their connection to the Three Grades of Servants sect. Beijing attorney Wei Ruzhou represented one of Xu's lieutenants.
From start to finish in this case, we never brought up the issue of religious persecution in court. We think it's just an ordinary criminal case. It has to do with religion, but not religious persecution.
Christian activist Bob Fu sees it differently.
I think definitely this group is one of the major targets to be destroyed.
Fu runs China Aid, a Texas-based group that works with China's independent churches.
So in 1999, the State Council identified this group as an evil cult group. And, of course, following that, they start going after these group leaders.
According to defense lawyers, local courts have tried and executed at least eight other local leaders of the Three Grades of Servants sect in recent years before putting Xu on trial. The lawyers say they plan to appeal the verdict. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.